Hello, everyone. Today, in our Advent devotions, we'll be looking at Isaiah chapter 61, verses 1 through 7. The Spirit of the Lord God is upon me, because the Lord has anointed me to bring good news to the poor. He has sent me to bind up the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captives, and the opening of the prison to those who are bound, to proclaim the year of the Lord's favor and the day of vengeance of our God, to comfort all who mourn, to grant to those who mourn in Zion, to give them a beautiful headdress instead of ashes, the oil of gladness instead of mourning, the garment of praise instead of a faint spirit, that they may be called oaks of righteousness, the planting of the Lord, that he may be glorified. They shall build up the ancient ruins. They shall raise up the former devastations. They shall repair the ruined cities, the devastations of many generations. Strangers shall stand and tend your flocks. Foreigners shall be your plowmen and vine dressers. But you shall be called the priests of the Lord. They shall speak of you as the ministers of our God. You shall eat the wealth of the nations, and in their glory you shall boast. Instead of your shame, there shall be a double portion. Instead of dishonor, they shall rejoice in their lot. Therefore, in their land, they shall possess a double portion. They shall have everlasting joy. So this whole Advent season, and really especially this week, this first week of it, we've been talking about the coming of the Messiah, the coming of Jesus when he came at Christmas. That's kind of the start of it. His coming was like the light shining in the darkness, and he would bring peace. And yesterday we talked about how Jesus would be both mighty, powerful, but also tender-hearted and loving and caring for his people. In this passage in Isaiah 61, we learn more about what this Messiah came to do. Now, Jesus read this passage in Isaiah 61, when he entered the synagogue at Nazareth at the beginning of his ministry. You can read about this in Luke chapter 4. And so from his reading, we understand that the fulfillment of this passage is Jesus himself. Jesus is the anointed one that is talked about here. And what this passage tells us is that what Jesus came to do, that when Jesus came with the Spirit upon him, being anointed by God, what Jesus would do is comprehensive. He would do a lot. Just to list off some of the main points in this passage, he would bring good news to the poor, bind up the brokenhearted, liberty, freedom for people who are captive, gladness for those who mourn. There'd be wealth and glory, provision. No more shame or dishonor, a double portion, everlasting joy would come to people. What Isaiah 61 points us to is that with the coming of the Messiah, everything will be made right. Now, typically when we think of Jesus coming, we think he came to forgive our sins, and that is true. But there's actually much more to that, or a broader definition that we understand. Because what we see in this passage is that with the coming of Jesus, everything would be made right. You know, when the fall happened, when Adam and Eve sinned, it messed up everything. And what happened was that things ended up not being the way they were meant to be or they were supposed to be. Right? And the way things ended up not being the way they were supposed to be or meant to be is that, like, we ourselves, we don't live or act or treat others as we should. That's personal sin. We don't love God as we should. That's this personal, individual sin, if you will. But really, it doesn't end there. Because more broadly, in the world, in the systems, in society, things are not the way they're supposed to be because of sin, because of the fall. To talk about some of the stuff in this passage, there should not be poverty in this world. People aren't supposed to treat one another economically in such a way where there are classes, socioeconomic classes, especially not the low ones. There isn't supposed to be brokenheartedness or mourning. People aren't supposed to be hurt by one another or lose family or friends. That's just not supposed. There's not supposed to be that kind of sadness. And there are not supposed to be ruins or devastations like it talks about in verse 4 here. These things are not the way that they're meant to be. That is maybe the better or fuller definition of what sin is. Things, everything, our lives, our relationship with God, the world, it's not the way that it's supposed to be. But this is what Jesus came to do then. Jesus came to bind up their broken heart, to proclaim good news, liberty to the poor, to the captives, right? That prisoners would be no more mourning, beauty instead of ashes, right? Gladness, everlasting joy. Things would meant to be like rebuilt and repaired. No more shame, but only joy. This is what Jesus came to do. But wait then. Jesus already came, right? Jesus came. He proclaimed this in Luke 4. These scriptures are fulfilled now. But if we look around, things are still a mess, aren't they? Right? The poor are still there. The poor still suffer. People are still brokenhearted. People are still imprisoned. People are in mourning. There's great shame and dishonor all around us. So what gives? This is what's happened. Jesus began this work in his coming. When he came to earth, he began this work. And then he left. He ascended to heaven. He's called us, his body, to be agents of this kind of justice, of this transformation, of the repair of this world. And we're called to demonstrate this good news with our lives and ministry. We ourselves should be experiencing this good news. Now, we should recognize, we should be experiencing healing in our hearts and the binding up of the brokenhearted. And instead of mourning, gladness, joy should be the truth, the reality of our lives right now. But even then, the fullness of this has yet to come. It is still yet to come. It has not come yet. When will that come? When do we experience this? We experience this when Jesus returns. When Jesus comes back, he's going to make all things new. Everything will be made right. And this is what historically Christians have celebrated and longed for during Advent. The coming of our King again to make all things right. In the series of Advent, it's the season of Advent, sorry, it's a time where we long for the coming of Jesus again. Because when he comes, everything will be the way it's supposed to be. Everything will be made right. And so as we close out this week, let's celebrate that Jesus came to bring joy to our lives. But let's long for the greater joy, the everlasting joy that comes when he returns. Let me pray for us. Lord, we thank you that you came. You came to display your love and your power to us, God. We thank you, Jesus, that you came humbly to forgive us of our sins. But we know that it doesn't end there. There is a work that continues. You've called us to be your agents of justice and transformation and change, that we ourselves are called to proclaim good news to the poor, to bind up the brokenhearted, to set people free. But Lord, we want more. We pray and we long for your coming. Come, Jesus, come. Save your people, renew us, make all things right. We thank you, Jesus. We love you, Lord. In your name we pray. Amen.